blanket and he heads up to his bedroom. Comes running back with a quarter and four dimes and says, Mama, how much time will this buy me? Is it enough to take me fishing or throw a football in the street?
That's the song I was thinking about. Who is that, buddy?
I don't know. It's a little too new for me.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I actually think it's Randy Travis.
It's Jamie Johnson. I've never even heard of him.
I like this song. I like the song. I heard it for the first time just last night. I thought it was an older country western.
Yeah, mine kind of fades out about mid-80s.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, we're here this morning with Kimber Lanning, Executive Director of Local First Arizona, as well with board member and close friend Mrs. Meg Smeck, Local First Foundation board member. Meg and I kind of have roots in a little hometown off the Mississippi River called New Roads, Louisiana, and it's got a lot of what you're talking about. When I think New Roads, I think of my grandfather's Rexall drugstore that was on Main Street. I think of the post office. I think of the walk down to the river. And when you asked in the beginning of the show to think back of that one spot, you know, that's where I go, back to New Roads, Louisiana, on the Falls River. Huh? Right. Can you beat that, Meg?
You can't beat it. No, perfect.
You know, we have all these great, wonderful towns all around Arizona that still have that hometown feel to them. You know, you look at the main streets and the downtowns throughout rural Arizona, whether we're talking about Cottonwood or Bisbee. We just did a weekend getaway in Sonoyta. We've got great rural towns, and we're encouraging people to go out and explore. That creates connection to Arizona and hometown pride.
In Sonoyta, did you eat at the Overland Trout?
We were planning to, but I don't know if you heard, sadly, Overland Trout closed already.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah,
oh,
it's a heartbreaker.
Man.
It's a heartbreaker, but Chef Greg LaPrade, he'll pop up somewhere else.
Okay, because they had Canella's prior to Overland Trout, and that was my favorite place.
I know. It's a wonderful little town.
Jennifer begs me every once in a while to miss church on Sunday morning to drive up to Flagstaff for the farmer's market in the square. I mean, they have a great farmer's market.
Fantastic.
Up there.
Absolutely. They, you know, there's so many great things. Did you know, Rosie, that Arizonans spend $6.5 billion a year vacationing in California?
That's a sin.
What if we could redirect just 10% of that out into our rural towns, right? That would make a huge difference, not only to our state's bottom line, but to the ability for those towns to be self-sufficient and thriving. So we need to think about that. Get out there and explore the state.
You know, I think we have something. Your heart, my heart, Jennifer's heart is all in that place of supporting the local. But I have to tell you, I'm guilty. When Amazon was born, I had to get a second mortgage on my house for all the books that were being delivered at the front step. I mean, and then I found Powell's Bookstore in Portland, mm-hmm. which now I just go straight to their website. I mean, mm-hmm. that's the most incredible bookstore I've ever seen in my life. But Amazon.com, I mean, the convenience of it really, really hurts that local shop experience.
Sure. So I have lots of thoughts on that. It is convenient, but I think the question is about how you measure convenience. So let me share a study that was just come out. It just came out from the Institute for Local Self-Reliance. And it showed that for Americans spend $10 million at independently owned businesses, you're going to create and sustain 110 jobs. Take that $10 million and spend it at chain stores, and you're going to create and sustain 50 jobs. And now we've known this for about 12 years. Essentially, through our spending habits in America, we're eliminating jobs. But this new study, for the first time, showed if you spend $10 million on Amazon, you're going to create and sustain only 14 jobs. And then we go home at night and scratch our heads and wonder where all the jobs go. And we like to point our finger and blame everybody else. But the reality is, we can create jobs or eliminate jobs through our own spending habits. Just last holiday season, Americans spent $460 billion. Just imagine if we had spent that like we actually wanted to create jobs, right? So with Amazon, you know, back to this question of convenience, I understand when people say there's a question about convenience. But I have to ask you, how inconvenient is it going to be when your 27-year-old child never moved out because there were no jobs available?
He's ordering things on Amazon that are getting delivered by drones
to
the front door.
So what we're trying to do is help people remember how the economy actually works and how it relates directly back to you as an individual. I will also say that technology, there's a new company here in Arizona called PickFly, and PickFly is partnering with independent businesses to do same-day delivery.
Okay.
So that means you could order a record from my store and use PickFly through my website, and they'll deliver it to you way over in the East Valley if that's what you want. And so they're partnering with only independent businesses to do same-day delivery, specifically to compete with Amazon. So as time goes on, you're going to see more and more convenient options from independent businesses as well.
I'll tell you, when you look at successful Arizona-born businesses, your heart can't help but go out a little bit to the Bashes family.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there they built a grocery empire, paying their taxes and then knowing their taxes were being rediverted. What were you saying, that a Walmart gets how much to be located?
I think Walmart's averaged between $25 and $30 million in subsidies.
That's Eddie Bash's money.
Oh, yeah. When you add up the cash and the free land and the tax abatements, I mean, they're masterful at negotiating deals. You know, some companies actually aren't in the business you think they're in. They're in the business of subsidies. You know, we talked about that with Cabela's. They're actually not in the business of outdoor wear. They're in the business of subsidies, and they do it very, very well. And it's a crying shame that people continue to go in and support those businesses that, you know, I like to say those aren't cheaper prices, folks. That's deferred billing. You're paying for that in a very different way that you're not even aware of. And so we need to think about how can we stop this type of thing. Well, first of all, we can decide not to spend our money there.
Yeah. Well, you may or may not be familiar with something we started here at Rosie on the House in the very depth of this Great Recession, is we started what we call the Arizona Staycation. And we award somebody an Arizona staycation. They have to stay inside Arizona, but they can go over to Sanderson Ford and pick up any of the demo vehicles they want, or Sanderson Lincoln. We actually have a couple leaving Sanderson Lincoln, I think, this morning with an MKT, and they're running up to, I think, Williams to do the train to the Grand Canyon. And we cover the whole bill. No blackout dates. They get to go anywhere as they want in Arizona. And it was with the intent of folks, quit leaving Arizona. If we want to dig ourselves out of this Great Recession, stay in Arizona.
I love it. I love it.
It's been one of our most fun features that we got started. But I want to talk real quick, and we have about a minute to talk about this whole issue of procurement and as it relates. So, again, you've touched on it, but let's hit it again.
Sure.
The difference it can make.
Right. So we have talked a lot about retail. Maybe we've touched a little bit on restaurants. But now let's talk about big contracts. So with government spending, we did an economic study a few years ago looking at the state of Arizona's $5 million office supply contract, which at the time was with a company that has 65% of their employees are part-time with no health care benefits. So those employees end up on the state health care program. So let's think about this. We're taking government dollars to buy office supplies, and we're paying a company that is passing off their number one expense onto the back of the taxpayer. Right. So we think, you know, you've got a guy sitting down there going, well, I did my job because I got the cheapest price. And meanwhile, the rest of us are attached to a lead balloon. Right. So we need to be thinking about procurement as an economic development tool. We should be spending that money in the way that creates the most jobs and the most economic vibrancy in our state. And so we have advocated a lot at the state capitol to think about. And now there's a lot of naysayers that think I'm saying you have to spend more money. You don't. I just did a side-by-side comparison looking at, you know, everybody thinks that a big box called Costco is the cheapest on tires. I just did a side-by-side analysis looking at Costco and Community Tire and Auto. And of the top 15 selling tires in Arizona, Community Tire and Auto was cheaper than Costco on 12 of them. So we need to stop just assuming the big guys are the cheapest. Sometimes they are, but not always.
I agree with you more. It's that time of our show here this morning on Rosie on the House, where we take a look into history and we take a look at what has happened on this date in history. Romy, what do you got for us in there, buddy?
Well, we'll start with the only thing that really has Arizona involved. It was this date in 1985. that a 59-year run of Route 66 came to an end as it was decommissioned and all highway signs were ordered taken down on the 2,200-mile stretch from where to where? Chicago to San Francisco. Good job. In 1988, just 3 years later, Mike Tyson knocks out Spinks in 91 seconds of the first round. Going back 150 years, 1864, General Sherman was sent tucktail and running at the Battle of Kenesaw Mountain, ran north back to Tennessee where they regrouped. And this one kind of hits close to home for you, Dad. 1857, 500 people were killed when Audrey hit Texas and Louisiana. We're right in the middle of that three-day storm.
That was 1957. Yeah, that was a big one. And we didn't have near the indicators that we have now. Everyone was told, you're safe, the storm won't hit till the next morning. And people woke up with their homes off the foundations, floating inland, and snakes and alligators and nutrias crawling all through their house. Horrible stories about people surviving on pieces of roofs and floating inland 30, 35 miles. It was a horrible storm. Audrey, whoo, still remember that. Okay, let's get back to Miss Kimber Lanning real quick. I want to talk, we've talked about a lot, but let's talk real quick about the Rural Policy Forum that's coming up real quick and the fact that we're starting the Independence Week today.
That's right. So we are celebrating National Independence Week. This is our 10th year doing it. And it's a week to get out and celebrate Arizona. We've been talking about a lot of locally owned businesses here. Visit our website at localfirstaz.com, and you can download a 20% off coupon. You can download as many as you want. We have hundreds of businesses. We've got restaurants. We've got retail. If you've been putting off having your air conditioning serviced, your car serviced, we've got all kinds of retail businesses. If you're looking to treat yourself, go to one of the salons. Go to localfirstaz.com. You're going to see hundreds of businesses. Print out your coupons and go out. It starts today, and it runs through July 5th, and it's going to be a blast. So get out there and use your Willy Wonka golden coupons.
All right, and that's available at?
localfirstaz.com.
Okay, fantastic. Here with Kimber Lanning, Executive Director of Local First Arizona, and we're going to visit a little bit more about buying a faucet when we get back after this short break. The difference it makes on where and how you buy that next faucet or anything you're picking up for that home improvement project when we're back in just a minute.